Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Divine Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Essence of the Upanishads. The title is Yoga Vedanta, presented by Swami Jyotir Mayananda. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Om Bhadram Karanebhih Shrunuyama Deva Bhadram Pashyemaksh Viryajatra Stirairangaistushtuvagam Sastanu Virvyashema Devahitam Yadayuhu Swastina Indro Vriddhashrava Swastina Pusha Vishwaveda Swastina Starkshyo Arishtanemi Swastino Brihaspatir Dadhatu. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. This is the peace chant of Prashnopanishad. Prashna means question. This Upanishad contains six questions asked by six great disciples. And they are so designed that if you study the questions and their answers, you get a profound insight into Vedanta philosophy. All Upanishads, they belong to the Vedas, four Vedas, Rig Veda, Yajur Veda, Atharva Veda, Sam Veda. Each Veda has culminated in Upanishadic writings, rather Upanishadic revelations. So every Upanishad will belong to either of the four Vedas. This Upanishad belongs to Atharva Veda. Sage Bipalada is the Rishi. Upanishad itself means sitting close to God. And it has many implications. So when you come closer to the spiritual teacher in a mystical sense, it is only when you tune yourself to with the teacher that you are in close conjunction. So here, coming closer to spiritual preceptor for profounder understanding and thereby coming closer to God. The peace chant means, O gods, in Vedas always you hear of many gods, but most important point, Vedas refer to many gods as different aspects of the God. In one's practical sadhana, practical discipline, it's important for the mind to be involved with certain attribute of God. Whatever quality you want to develop within yourself, try to meditate on that aspect of God in whom that quality abides in abundance. So if you are sad, think of God who is glad, blissful. So don't go on asking how long will my sadness be, etc. But simply think of God who is radiating joy, bursting with bliss. It is a subtle psychology. You are a reflected image of God. Due to ignorance and due to the domination of ego, you are unable to realize that fact. But if you were to develop this profound insight of meditating on God with a positive attribute, then you are as if reminding yourself, I am that. I'm not this miserable one. Any improvement in the reflection can be done only by recognizing the good quality in the object that reflects. You see, some see a reflection and don't like it. Don't work with the reflection for correcting it. Look back. What is being reflected? God is being reflected in your mind. The more you recognize God, automatically negative will move away from your mind. Because negative is not your reality. Your reality is God within you. So therefore, that's the purpose of many aspects of God. You need courage, then you have to meditate on God who is full of strength. God as Hanuman, God as Lord Shiva. So different gods are there in whom certain quality is seen in abundance, but they are all the same. We who invoke God, may we hear what is auspicious with our ears. May we see what is auspicious with our eyes. May we offer our praise with our bodies, strong of limbs, and thus enjoy life for pleasing God. That we understand how profound prayer is being presented to you. The real self within you is God. In order to discover and realize, I am that, you have to stop the process of bringing to your mind negative impressions. Because the mind is your mirror. If you keep negative impressions coming to that mirror, you will not be able to see the real face of yours. That face is God's face. These are subtler points. In a simple manner, may we hear what is auspicious with our ears. First, you should realize all these senses are great gifts of God, and how you use them, that determines your progress. If you misuse them, you become your own enemy. You use them rightly, you become your own great friend. Hearing is not forced upon you. You have a choice what you want to hear. But this is a profound state. Not easy to attain it. At the very outset, everything you hear is nothing but vibrations. Sound vibrations going into your ear, touching the tympanic membranes. From there, the nerves pick up. Then it goes to agitate a particular center in your brain. Mind reacts to it. Intellect evaluates it. All happens in a flash. And you react. If you are highly advanced, you hear the things that are being said to you. But whether you should react or not, that's under your control. Words have come to your ears just as vibrations. But if you are not advanced to that level, then words have become like arrows. Sometimes they are more injury inflicting than arrows. Because arrows can give you some injury and can get it healed. But some injury goes into your heart, and people go on remembering what the person said. And you tell your sons and grandsons, you remember the episode of Lord Buddha. Some inimical person wanted to cause agitation in Buddha. And one person who was well skilled in that, and at least he believed that he can agitate anybody, came before Buddha, and Buddha was just relaxing, meditating. He went on saying lots of nasty things about Buddha. I don't think you want to hear that. And then he became tired. He said, are you deaf? He really believed that Buddha must be deaf. No one who could hear those sharp words will remain just calm. But Buddha simply calmly said, people come to me and they bring offerings. You brought to me offerings. But those offerings, I am not accepting them. So take them back. So that's one important point. To be able to hear things that will elevate you, calm your mind, inspire your heart. That's the privilege of human life. If you have right type of hearing, if you have good association, support of good people, then your ears go on hearing wonderful things. And if your mind becomes highly advanced, then by your intuitive intellect, you begin to view the whole world as expression of God. Therefore, if you are going in the morning walk and hear the birds singing, it's auspicious. In their songs, you hear something profound. The nature is adoring God in different ways. But also you must realize every good quality has two aspects. You want to hear good things. Learn to say good things. Words that would have pleased you. Try to utter those words to please others. May we see what is auspicious with our eyes. Again, enormous things come before your eyes. And if mind is not spiritually advanced, impressions gather in your unconscious, sweet and bitter, good and bad. But the prayer is, may we see what is auspicious, nothing inauspicious, because the whole world is full of God. The Hindi saying, Ishwar se labalab bhara hua, full to the brim with God's presence. You might have heard of the three monkeys. One monkey keeps the eyes closed with the hand, with the message, see no evil. Another keeps the ears closed, hear no evil. Another has his hand put on the mouth, speak no evil. Simple teaching. May we offer our praise with our bodies. The whole life is to be a process of worshipping God. And for doing so, may we possess good health. Bodies strong of limbs. That means your body has been well exercised, well balanced from the toes to the head. The Upanishads have been very practical. You may be healthy all over, but not in the toes. Enjoy life for pleasing God. Once that sets in your personality, that you are, your whole purpose is to discover you are sustained by God and to realize that God is the source of boundless love and sweetness. And therefore, you live to enjoy the profundity of your inner life. Enjoy the presence of God. Whatever allows your mind to turn to God, that is considered auspicious. In the practical world, sometimes a negative experience that turns your mind to God is far better than a positive experience that turns your mind away from God. By positive, implying the normal values of adversity and prosperity. Your mind doesn't really understand what is adversity, what is prosperity. From spiritual point of view, watch yourself. If you are coming closer to God by whatever has happened, then that's wonderful. You have prosperity and your mind has become humbler. That's great. But if adversity makes your mind closer to God, that adversity is far better than the prosperity. So that gives you a totally different attitude to life. The general attitude for the masses is material prosperity. The more material prosperity you have, happier you are. But that type of happiness that takes you away from the path of God realization, that's really an adversity. May Indra, with all pervasive fame, bestow on us auspiciousness. Swastina Indro Vriddhashrava. Vriddhashrava means whose fame is all pervasive. Though in Puranas, each god has been depicted as a personality with different functions. But you have to always understand the deeper level. Indra refers to same God, Brahman. with that special emphasis on aspect of fame. But this type of fame is not what people know about fame. People know about fame on the basis of whoever is known by journalists, whoever has been recognized through media of TV. And so the more you are recognized, the more you have, your fame has spread, you are known as, you are famous. But God's fame is beyond your imagination. Every blade of grass bows down to the fame of God. Every bird that sings is displaying the fame of God. The entire world is filled with God's fame because it's God's work. May He bestow on us auspiciousness. God, who is all permeating, may He bring to us all that is auspicious. Auspicious is all that can lead you to enlightenment, all that can enrich you in a profound way. May Purusha, another Vedic name of God, the knower of the universe, with a special emphasis on being the nourisher and sustainer. From Purusha comes the term pushti, nourishment. This is the deity who is the source of all nourishment, and that's referring to God. May He bring auspiciousness. May He inspire us to be nourished in a spiritual way. And that's brought out in the Mahamantra, the Mahamrityunjaya Mantra. Triambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushti Vardhanam. God with three eyes, we adore Him, who is the giver of fragrance and nourishment. Nourishment relates to the deeper core of your personality. Just like in a from physical point of view, you look at the body. How strong you are depends upon your bones. In the same way, if you have developed faith in God, if you have the awareness of God's support, your mind is gradually giving away illusions, then you have internal nourishment. And here God is the giver of nourishment. May that God bring auspicious. May Garuda fifth motion. Garuda is the mystic bird that the vehicle of Lord Vishnu. And naturally, therefore, Garuda is associated with swift fifth motion. It's also compared to like a discus of Lord Vishnu that destroys all troubles. May that Garuda bring auspiciousness, remove obstacles from our path. Garuda again is another aspect of Vishnu, another aspect of God. May Brihaspati, the Lord of the intellect, God who is the ruler of the intellect, or the presiding deity of the intellect. Goddess Saraswati is another presiding deity. May that God bestow on us auspiciousness. That is to say, may our intellect become intuitive. So you must realize that the peace chant itself has given you lots of profound knowledge and insight. Then we always chant three times, Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Of course, Om is always used. Om in itself is a condensed philosophy of Vedanta that we will take up sometimes later.